Ukraine's president addressed the World Economic Forum wearing his now customary green military t-shirt, calling for even tougher sanctions on Russia to punish it for the invasion of his country, such as an oil embargo. Here he is, speaking via an interpreter.
This year, the world's turning point appears to become more than just a rhetoric figure of speech. This is really the moment when it is decided whether brute force will rule the world.
Russian companies are conspicuously absent from this year's World Economic Forum. Ukrainian artists have even rebranded Russia House, formerly a base for lobbying efforts at Davos, Russian War Crimes House. Moscow denies accusations its soldiers have committed war crimes during what the Kremlin describes as the special military operation in Ukraine.